In bowling, as the old joke goes, there is never a good time to clean the gutters. Likewise, I suppose, there is never a good time to visit the morgue. Sheriff Reginald Lawton frowned at me in the antiseptic light. "Why are you a cop?" I asked. "What kind of a question is that?" I'd always liked the man, but wasn't too fond of his laser-like appraisal of me as we shook hands in the cold of the early morning. His coffee-colored eyes hinted of suspicion. His forehead tapered into huge brown ears. One of the ears had been partly lopped off, which had spawned all sorts of rumors about his past, because he'd been a police officer in the city years before. "I don't know," I said. "I imagine this must be a stressful part of your work. That's all."
"Stress comes with the job," he grunted. I didn't respond.
"My name's Billy Gills. I'm a former pro bowler and co-owner of Split City Lanes, a classic hometown bowling alley in Twin Strikes, a charmingly run-down town in Partridgeberry County, a forgotten corner of the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York. Which makes me about as far from being a cop as I am from picking up a 7-10 split." The sheriff released my hand from his meaty grip.
"Seems you're a little jumpy."
"Sorry," I said. "Never been through anything like this before."
"Of course," he raised an eyebrow. "But you also said you were certain this isn't who I think it is."
I nodded.
"How do you know that again?"
he asked.
"Instinct,"
I tapped my head.
"You know, gut feeling."
"Right," he said, his tone dripping with sarcasm. He clearly wasn't buying my shtick, but I needed to cling to something to push away my anxiety. We were standing, after all, in the entryway to the basement morgue, tucked discreetly below the county medical examiner's office in our county seat of Partridgeberry, where a rusted vent fan wheezed above the door. The sheriff and I knew each other through the occasional pickup basketball game at the public high school gym in Partridgeberry. I wasn't much of a hoop player myself, but neither was he. But the sheriff was an unselfish and relentless competitor, a ferocious rebounder who set tree-like screens and never hesitated to dive on the floor for a loose ball. We might have come from different geographic and racial backgrounds, but we shared the same competitive spirit and had grown to respect one another as casual acquaintances. He used a key to open the lock on the morgue door. Leaving an otherwise pleasant May morning behind, I followed him into a short corridor lined with gunmetal gray lockers. The temperature in the hallway reminded me of the inside of my refrigerator, which, I remembered, was badly in need of cleaning.
"I appreciate you coming down here so early, Billy," said the sheriff. "We don't usually have to go through this step for suicides. But, like I told you on the phone, considering your brother's so well known in the community, not to mention a major employer, I want to be careful about any public statement."
"I understand," I said. "But, like I told you on the phone, I don't think you need to worry about this being my brother." I suppose I should mention at this point that I co-own Split City with my identical twin brother, Bo. Although Bo is our major investor, he's hardly ever there. A former pro bowler himself, he's made a fortune manufacturing funkily styled bowling shoes, Treadbows, they're called, and related footwear. The factory is here in the county seat of Partridgeberry, about a half hour's drive from Twin Strikes. The sheriff led me down the row and showed me where to hang my coat. He also showed me the personal protective gear I would need to go farther into the morgue, a mask, latex gloves, and a thin paper jumpsuit to go over my clothes, which snapped me back to the reality that I was about to see a dead body. Could this actually be Bo? Despite my certainty that it wasn't, how would I feel if it were?